this class is a little more like a personal Bible study. That's what I want it to be, because we have a personal group here. And so week one was to read the book of Ephesians and to write out chapter one. Hopefully you've done that. And answer any questions on pages 5 and 6 of the handout. So week two was, which I'm kind of considering last week, because the first, we had that snow day in between. Week two was to continue to keep reading Ephesians, specifically chapter one, and then write a few things out. One of them was a key verse, a key word, or a key phrase, and then to roughly outline the chapter. Okay? And so that, now last week, I want to apologize, because I wrote like an outline with like redeeming this, redeeming that, redeeming, that was getting too cutesy. I don't want that from you guys. I mean, if you want to do that, that's fantastic. But I really want it in just your own words, okay? It doesn't need to rhyme. It doesn't need to be, like I said, cutesy. Normally I'm not like that, but I threw that out there just kind of give you an example. But really I want it broke down in sections in your own words, so then you can take that and show somebody else, hey, this is what Ephesians chapter 1 is about. It's almost like discipleship 101. It's like, I want to show you what God has shown me in chapter 1 of Ephesians. The same thing when you do a devotion. I have a lot of people, I've taught on how do you do a devotion, and it's basically pretty simple. You have a Bible passage, and you just said, let me show you one thing, two things, three things that God showed me in this passage. I just want to share that with you. That's basically a devotion. That's basically a message when it comes right down to it. But again, that's kind of what I'm going through this. What did you learn in chapter one? And why and how can you share that with someone else? So, I'm just going to ask a few of you, what was your key verse? Anybody? David, do you have a key verse?
I do not.
Ooh. Okay.
I wasn't here last week, so I didn't do this.
I'm sorry. Did I not email you this?
You did.
Okay. When did I do that? Last night? Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? That's okay. Sometimes it's really hard to get a key verse or maybe even a key word or a key phrase. You may not always have a key phrase.
I was on the struggle bus pretty much all this week. So.
Okay. Hey, that's fine. Because you know what? We may have a list and you may go back another time and go, what was I thinking when I thought the key verse was this one? And you may switch it. So that's okay. Anybody else have what they think a key verse is? I'm going to ask you, Paula.
I put down verse 3.
Verse 3. Okay. So why did you put down verse 3?
Well, my key word was blessings.
I didn't ask you about that.
Well, I'm okay. I'm asking the verse.
Okay. So
key word, key verse, and key phrase.
Okay. So the key verse is 3. Key word is what?
Was blessings. Or spiritual blessings.
blessings. Okay, do you have another? Is there another?
And that's why I chose verse 3 as my key verse, because it's...
Read that then. Verse 3.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So that's why I chose verse 3 as my key verse.
Okay, so you're focusing on blessings,
spiritual blessings,
which gave you the key verse. Uh-huh. And did you have a key phrase?
A key phrase was in whom or in Christ. That's my phrase I use. Because it appears multiple times showing every blessing comes from our relationship with Christ.
Okay. So, blessings, and they are found in Christ. Okay. Does that, everybody kind of see that? Okay. I'll buy that. So.
That's what I
mean. Okay. So, Sharon, did you have a...
No. my mind went blank when I was trying to do this. I mean, or it went, everything went together, and I just couldn't break things down this week.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see. David, do you have...
You already asked me.
I already asked you. Do you have any of those? Key verse, key this, key that? Okay. Dan, do you have one?
No.
Okay.
Verse 7.
Who'd that come from?
Me.
Roger. I kind of skipped you back there, didn't I?
No.
I can't believe I did that. Okay.
I don't understand it either.
Okay. All right. So, Roger, what is your key verse? 7?
Key verse 7.
Okay, so you have 7. What's your key word?
Forgiveness is forgiveness.
And is there a phrase in there anywhere?
Forgiveness of sins.
Okay. Okay. So you see, they kind of line up with each other, don't they? Your key verse is probably going to have your key word in it. Your key phrase might be several different places. Okay.
Forgiveness does not have an E after R.
We'll fix that. Okay.
Are you going to forgive me?
Yes. But you're going to have to do your assignments. Okay. Joe and Cammy, did you have anything for that?
Well, let me tell you.
Okay. Hey, there's no wrong answer. So
I got all the chapters, but I plumb forgot about that.
Okay. So you guys didn't get that part. Okay. So, Angela, do you have a key word, key verse, key phrase?
I picked verse 13, the key verse.
Okay. Let me look at that.
Because it's the gospel.
Okay.
And I figure the gospel is at the heart of everything.
Okay, so that's your key verse, key word?
Key word is in Christ.
In Christ?
Because it's mentioned.
Well, that's more of a phrase.
Well, oh, key word. Yeah. No, I just...
In Christ. Okay.
So you can put in for the key word if you like. And okay. In Christ.
I'll go for that.
It's mentioned 10 times in the whole book of Ephesians, and 6 of them are mentioned in chapter 1, in Christ.
Okay. Those two words specifically?
Yes, together.
So in Christ is mentioned how many times?
Six times in chapter 1. 10
yeah,
times.
Just chapter 1.
Yeah.
Okay. So key verse 13, key phrase is in Christ. And since you have it 6 times, that's why it's your main key verse.
Well, it's also kind of the core doctrine, isn't it, for chapter 1? It's like being in Christ. It's how we get there. And the reason that God set up the church, how we get from point A to point B.
If you say so.
That's what I thought.
Okay. Yes. So I get, I'm not saying you're not right. I'm just saying yes. Okay. Or you're not wrong.
Actually, it will go
farther than even chapter 1. Okay. Okay, Gary, so what do you got?
I got verse 12.
Okay.
Praise. And that we should be the praise of His glory.
Okay, so we're getting blessings, forgiveness, and praise. And they're all in here. This chapter is packed full of things. Okay. So I see all those. Do you guys see those in there? Okay. Mark?
Basically, verse 5.
Okay.
And the word predestinate.
Ah, okay.
You're stuck there. Yeah.
Read verse five for us, and let's see what it says.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. According to the good pleasure of his will.
Okay. I was just seeing if we could find a key phrase in there, but predestinated is basically what it's all talking about.
Yeah. That's,
okay.
That's time. My Bible is not.
Okay.
What I need a better one, so.
No, it's
we're gonna get a new one.
Okay. You're going to get a new Bible?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't know, something old.
Oh, okay.
She gave them to hers this morning, and then it just was a better book.
All right. Well, I've been telling you need a wide margin, right?
I know, right.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a wide margin, but I got all this stuff.
Okay, Beverly, what do you have?
Nothing. I had a hot mess week.
Okay.
A nightmare.
Okay. All right, so we've got several things, and again, this chapter one's probably going to be a little different than other chapters because there's just so much packed in all of chapter ones of most of Paul's letters. He just lays it out. The rest of the chapters will probably be more streamlined than this, and so just let me give you what I had. My last one is, so my, did I ask you, Carrie?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you have?
After you went through it last night.
After I got it done.
Yeah.
Okay, Carrie, so what is your key verse?
My key verse is the very last one, verse 23.
Okay. So that's your key verse. What's your key word?
In Christ.
Okay, that's your phrase, right?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have a word. I had a phrase.
Okay.
But it's like verse 23, which talks about the church. It says, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. And it's like when we get in Christ, everything we need comes from him. With the all in all. So that was what.
Okay. And then chapter, verse 23 also talks about the church, right? Well, it talks about, 22 and 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Okay. So, yeah, I see that. So, again, in Christ is popping up over here over and over. And we'll probably continue to see that in the book of Ephesians. In Christ, in Christ, in Christ. So let me give you a little information. All the guys that are Calvinist use this book when it says predestination. They just get it in their head. Well, God chose me because I'm special. And he didn't choose some people because they're not special. That's their attitude. They think that they're a somebody. They really do. Because they'll tell you. What's that?
John MacArthur.
John MacArthur is a perfect example of that. God chose him specifically, and some people he didn't choose. And that's why a Calvinist doesn't want to evangelize, because what's the point? God's already chosen who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell. They use this book because it talks about predestination. The problem they don't get is in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. Over and over and over. It talks about people that are predestined.
In Christ.
But they're already in Christ. And when the book starts off, and I'm throwing this in for free, it says, Paul, an apostle, verse 1, of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are in Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Well, who are the saints? Is the saints the world?
Saints are the church.
The saints are saved people because they are in Christ. We're not talking about just normal people. This book is written to save people. And he says, since you are saved, you are predestined because Christ did that. So the whole context of the book is saved people. And then you're in Christ. You're in Christ over and over and over. They miss that. And they just see, oh, you're predestined. Well, they're missing the key phrase. They're missing the key words. And so I just throw that out there because you'll see people come back to Ephesians and go, it talks about being predestinated or that we are predestinated. Yes, but then we are first in Christ before we are predestined. We're not predestined until we get in Christ. Okay? So let me just, those are all good. So I'm not saying they all kind of match up. I'm going to erase this for a minute. And since you guys are probably going to ask me what mine is, and I won't be fancy on this one, I'm going to put my key verse. It's verse 17. Okay, so let's read that. Verse 17 says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So that's going to be my key verse. And then my key word is going to be knowledge. Okay? Because that's what it says, right? Verse 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So that's my key word. And then my key phrase is, what do you think it is? Man, it's not working right now.
In Him.
It's in Him. And like you said, the word in Christ is six times. I erased, I'm sorry. But I'm just looking at, let's look at this. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1. And I said it's in Him, but it's basically, who's the Him?
Christ.
Okay, so look at verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful
in Christ
Jesus. Okay, and look at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. There's another one. Look at verse 4. According as He hath chosen us
in Him,
before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. Look at verse 6. To the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Who's the Beloved there?
Jesus.
Jesus is. Okay. We could probably make a case that it's also, the Beloved could be the church. But the church is Christ, right? His representative. So it would be both. Go down to verse 9. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to the good pleasure which He hath purposed in Himself. Again, Christ in Himself. So it doesn't always, you know, when we say, okay, in Christ is like my key verse, but Christ has so many different names that it could be in the Beloved, in this. So you got to kind of take that in consideration. And so go to verse 12. It says that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ. Verse 13, in whom also ye trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also that you believe, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Again, well, now you have, it's referring to the end in verse 13 is Christ, but it's also referring to the end as the Holy Spirit at the end of that. So I'm kind of stretching it a little bit.
Did I miss verse 10?
I missed the wrong verse. Okay. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are in earth, even in Him. Yeah, I did. I didn't have it in my list. Verse 12, in Christ. Okay, we had that one. Verse 13, in whom? So it just keeps going. In verse 15 says, in the Lord, I think. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, in the Lord. So in the Lord, in Christ, you know. All those in, I see where all of you that picked and said in was maybe your key word. In is perfect because it's in. It's a major one in here. Let's look at verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. So that's where I got my key word. I kind of focused on that. But it's still in Him. And then verse 20 again, we get, which He wrought in Christ. Okay. So, that's mine. And I'm not saying anybody's is right. I'm saying, because they're probably all right. If you focus them off what it said in the text, and you can get up and say why you did it, then you're right. Because like I said, you can take this a lot of different directions. And you may have the perfect outline, and you think, I have nailed this sucker. I mean, this thing, I can't get any better. 6 months down the road, you may look at it, and you go, that's not bad, but this one's better. I'm going to focus on another key word, and it's going to switch things completely. And that's fine, because we're just focusing on different things. So, Paula, do you have a question?
No, mine's really good.
Oh, yeah, yours is really good. Okay, we go a little farther, we'll ask you that again. Well, see, that's the attitude to have, but I'm telling you, you won't have that the next go around. Okay, so that was our key verse, key phrase, all that. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to do was to give you just a rough outline of the chapter. So I think I'll start in front now. Gary, do you have a rough outline?
Yeah, for
chapter 1.
Yeah. So I did verse 1 through 6. And then 7 through 12, and 13 through 23.
Okay. All right. Do you have just a kind of a statement that goes with each one of these?
Yeah. Well, 1 through 6 was showing and thanking the Lord, or through showing and thanking the Lord for the blessings that He has given us.
Okay.
And then I tie that back to praise.
Oh. I'll just shorten it to thanking the Lord.
Okay.
Now, of course, you just... Okay.
And then 7 through 12 was... He bestowed upon us the knowledge and the wisdom. All we have to do is receive it. And then I give some verses.
Okay, so if you had to break that down to like a couple of words or a short phrase, what would you say?
Bestowing knowledge and wisdom. Yeah, to bestow knowledge and wisdom.
Okay, then the last part?
Prayer of thanks that we're growing in the Lord.
So roughly that. I mean, you probably phrase it different. But you broke it down into three sections. Thanking the Lord, bestowing knowledge and wisdom, and that's Him to us, and then prayers and things.
Yeah, I kind of tied them all back to praise, which was my key word.
Okay. Yeah, because all of those, thanking the Lord, bestowing the knowledge and wisdom, and the prayers and things would all go back to that. Yeah, it works. Who wants to go next? Angela, you want to go next?
Sure. So I have verses 1 through 3 being the greetings, the greeting. 4 through 6, the chosen or predestined. So God, I guess God's choosing. 7 through 17, kind of redeemed. And then 18 through 23, just showing the Christ's power.
Okay. So you've got four sections you broke it down into. And so we've got three sections here, four here. greetings.
Three's probably better.
I mean, you can keep breaking it.
It's a complete number.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, that's extra credit, I guess. You got one more. And maybe you only have one. I don't know. It's just, you know, the more you do this, the more you'll get more specific in doing it. And a lot of times it's like, well, I don't know how, I'm not the best outliner. In fact, I wish I'd paid so much more attention in English than I did. Because I don't always outline very good at all. But basically, I look at it like, you read the passage and you're like, okay, who's the who, what, where, when, and why? Answer those questions, boom, you got your outline. But the main thing is seeing sections in there that deal with something else. That's what I'm looking for. If you can see, well, this part of the book chapter says this, this part says that, this part says this. And then you can start breaking it down and grasping, really, what's he trying to teach me in this? Okay? So, you guys, you're not there yet. Okay, no problem, because we still have another week to keep going. Cammie, you have one?
Yep. So I had 1 through 3 is greetings / blessings.
Okay.
Four to five, plan for me. Six to eight, acceptance.
Am I going to run out of board?
You might.
Okay.
I still got more.
I mean, yeah, keep coming.
Okay, 9 and 10, all Christ. All Christ.
All Christ.
Like in Christ, but all. And then 11 to 14 was inheritance. To 18, faith and thanks.
15 through 18?
Yep.
And that was prayer?
Faith. And thanks. And then 19 to 23 was Jesus above all.
Jesus above all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There's only 23 verses, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
There's 33 online. I was just wondering.
You get extra credit.
I know.
That's the new thing, James.
Oh. Yeah, we're going to have talk if that's great. Okay. So I need to write smaller so I can get everybody's on there. But so, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 and 4. So we won't always have the same amount. Okay. And so my thinking on this, Cammie, is probably try to break it down smaller to do like 3 or 4. But because what?
You mean here's, make it bigger?
No. Have less breaks in it.
Oh.
Because here's what we're going to do, our assignment for next week. I'm going to pop this out first. We're going to break these down farther. So if you've got it broken, I think on this one, you've already done some of your work for next week, only you just got to go back and combine this a little bit and then break those down, because you'll probably have some of these in some, in other words, you may have three or four or whatever, 1 or 2 on your outline, and then the rest might be points under that specific subject. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like bullet points.
Yeah, like bullet points under that. I'm just saying that might be. And because, but again, there is so much in this chapter, you can break it down. But to kind of think it in your mind, you may want 2 or 3 or 4 main subjects, and then some of these may be bullet points underneath those. Okay? Joe, what do you have?
I've heard 1 and 2.
1 through 2.
The will of God.
Okay.
Three through four. The spiritual blessings in Christ.
Okay. I'm just going to start abbreviating a little bit.
And then 15 to 17.
What happened between 14 and that?
It's 14, not 3. Oh, 14.
Okay.
And then 15 to 17, I put spiritual wisdom and understanding.
Okay.
And then 18 to 23, I put the focus of prayer.
Okay. So we're seeing kind of a pattern with everybody. We're seeing will, we're seeing blessings, we're seeing prayer. All of those are things we're seeing in this chapter. Okay. So the will of God, 1 and 2, 3 and 14, blessings, 15 through 17, wisdom and destiny. Or is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't read my own writing. Mm-hmm. And then prayer, focus on prayer on the last. Okay. I see all those. Okay, so who haven't I asked yet? Okay, we're done on this. No. Okay, Paula, I'm going to have to learn how to write small, but
I'm sure
do you have a lot?
I wrote mine down already, so I'll save that for next week.
You can, but just give me the rough part then.
Yeah,
okay.
So my first one is 1 through 14 is spiritual blessings in Christ. And then I've got 15 through 19 is spiritual knowledge or wisdom.
15 through 19?
Yeah. And then, what is it, 20? I guess 20 through 23?
Yeah.
Is Christ's exalted position. So under that, I have my breakdown, so I'll save those for next.
Hang on to that. Okay. So 1 through 14, blessings. 15 through 19, knowledge and wisdom. And I, again, abbreviated probably from you. And then 20 to 23 is Christ's position. Okay. I like that. Roger.
I got messed up because I started out trying to do the outline and using punctuation to divide things up. And the first period is after verse 2, and then the next one, I think, is at the end of verse 23, if I can remember right.
Okay.
But anyway, that messed me up. Rather than going from the word to the phrase to the verse,
okay,
out to the outline.
So hopefully that helped that out. And sometimes if you, when we're paying attention, you guys, we're always paying attention, Brian. I don't know what I'm saying. When we're listening to Brian preach, his passage may overlap even into another chapter. But for this study, we're kind of doing it chapter by chapter by chapter. But if you're breaking it down to like thoughts or a section, that section may overlap into another chapter. So have that in the back of your mind. Happening. But blessings is really good. I see that because then I see knowledge in there and I see Christ's position. Yeah, that's a fantastic one. Carrie, did I ask you yours? We already did.
No.
I skipped you again. Okay. So I'm going to ask her before you, Roger. Is that okay?
No comment.
Okay. Carrie, what do you have?
I've got three that I broke down into. Verse 1 through 6. I have the will of God for his saints. And then verses 7 to 18, I have the riches of God for his saints.
Oh, you got cutesy, didn't you?
I did.
Tell me that again.
The riches of God for his saints. Yeah. And I have 19 to 23 is the power of God to his saints. It's not going to always work.
Okay, so I'm seeing the will of God, the riches of God, and the power of God. I don't like it. No, it's good. I see it. And so, yes.
All right. He said that to his saints, right?
Yeah, for his saints. Okay. All right, Roger, do you have one? I'm going to put yours up high so you can see it.
I did not break this chapter down by verse.
Okay.
I went about this differently. I wrote out who, what, why, when, and where.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you... okay.
There's 5 seconds.
I'm thinking about this. So you didn't do your assignment.
It's all on how your perspective.
Okay. All right. Tell me what you got.
Under who, I've got the church, or the redeemed, and Jesus Christ.
Church, redeemed, well, that is redeemed,
yes,
so.
Same.
And then Christ?
And Jesus Christ, yep.
Okay.
Under what, I have quickened us, saved by grace, and preached peace to us.
And let me, okay, instead of writing all that out, I'm just going to, can I say saved?
Okay.
So basically us. Okay.
Why is because we were dead in trespasses and sins without hope in this world.
Okay, we were lost. Okay.
Under when, I didn't make an entry yet.
When. Okay.
And under where, I have here on earth, heavenly places, and in Christ.
Okay.
And then I had to go to work. I never embellished it.
Okay, works aren't included.
So that's all of them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I miss one of them? When is...
Yeah, but they didn't do it.
If I was just make a
question mark
shot from the hip on when, I would just say in God's timing.
Okay.
I'm not certain of when Paul wrote the
letter okay.
to Ephesus.
Okay. So you kind of did an overview, basically, of everything.
I was just getting started.
Which is fine. So your assignment next week, we'll do the... how to break that down a little bit more then. Which is fine, because we probably won't get it all. If you're like me, I'm a little dense, so maybe we get a little bit, and I'm like, oh, I should have done it this way. So guess what? The next week we'll revolve around that. And I don't know if you want to even see mine. I broke it down to chapter 1 through 2. I mean, verse 1 through 2 is intro. Three through 14, blessings, and specifically blessings at salvation. And then 15 through 23, prayers. Okay, so 1 and 2 is pretty simple. He's just introducing the latter. Okay.
Period.
Okay. So Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So that's the intro. And then from 3 to 14, I just put blessings because he starts out and he starts giving us what God gave to us when we got saved. That's really it. From between 3 and 14, he just describes... things he's given to us when we got saved. And then in verses 15 through 23, let's go back to verse 15. And I'm not saying that mine's any different than anybody else. It'd help if I got in the right book. Let's look at verse 14. Actually, mine might have overlapped. It says, verse 14 says, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession and to the praise of His glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto the saints, caused not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. And everything after that is dealing with prayers. So three sections. Intro, blessings we got at salvation, and then His prayers for us. That's how I broke it down. And I'm not saying any of these are different or better than one for another. It's how you can take this chapter and go, hey, let me show you what chapter 1 of Ephesians is about. And you can do it. So it's a lot like D1, except you're doing the curriculum. You're the one that's saying, let me show you what the book says. And this, you know, you go make your own outline, but this is what God's given me. Okay, so the thing is try to get everything together and all your thoughts and get it together where you're able to stand in front of somebody or a group and say, okay, I'm going to teach you on chapter 1 of Ephesians. Or an individual, let me show you what God showed me on Ephesians. And how do you put that all together and not have notes going here and there like I normally do? And just how do you outline it, get it in a section, and break it down so it's simple for you to teach it or to understand it? Because a lot of times, if you're like me, you'll read a chapter and you get done and you're like, what did I just read? And so this will help you go, oh, here's what I just read in chapter 1, introduction, blessings, and God's knowledge. And that'll help you with that. So, we're running out of time, so I'm going to wrap stuff up. So what do we need to do for next week? Keep reading the book of Ephesians. Okay. Specifically chapter 1, because we're still on chapter 1. Just keep reading it. You can read it 50 times. If you want to do extra credit, write it down some more. I know you just want to do that, don't you, Mark?
Sure.
Yeah. But keep reading Ephesians, and then I want you to take your outlines, and I want you to put bullet points underneath each section that describe your heading on that section. Okay, so outline it farther. Get your points in order. And not only put your points in order, somebody said they put some cross references in. Was that you, Gary?
Yeah.
Then you can also put some cross references in those bullet points. And if you're not paying attention, that's kind of what Brian does when he preaches, isn't he? He gives you the outline. He has some bullet points, and then he has a whole list of references. And maybe you won't have a reference. I mean, if you just go through it, just look at that, go, oh, that reminds me of this verse. Or, you know, Holy Spirit will show you another verse. Put it in as your reference. Or if you want to study it out and put more references in, do that. But basically, do your outline, put your bullet points in. And we'll talk about that next week. Everybody understand? Yes?
I need to redo mine.
Well, yours is, here's what I would suggest you do. Shorten it to like, Your main points, or your main, what do I want to say, guys? Your main topics. And then put your bullet points under that. And so what you probably need to do is just shorten these up and then put some of them that describe that particular part of section.
Yeah, some of those could become bullet
points. Right, some of these might be bullet points. Get your main subjects and then put the rest maybe where they fit under that main subject. Okay. Am I making sense to everybody?
Yep.
So we're basically just trying to get us an outline. Again, think about Brian's. Take one of the bulletins and look how he does it. A main topic, bullet points, and references to those. And what we're doing is just condensing everything down. Okay? All right, well, let's pray and let's get out of here because the other people are going to get the good seats.